The last role in this production of mine is Connolly, male, age, ? Connolly appears in a fantasy sequence in which the hunters imagine Robert Pattinson being ordered around by dark forces. He could be intimidating to downright scary. There's no photo here. This is totally open to interpretation. So this one will probably have a lot of different things going on. We'll see. First up for this character is Ryguy.
They're trying to make fools of us, Robert. Fools of us! Do you understand what would happen if they all knew what a fraud you are? Do the ramifications of that even begin to sink into that vapid little skull of yours? It's quite simple, really. If they won't listen to us, then we make them listen. The screams of 1,000 tortured children can be quite convincing. Particularly if one of those children is their little brother or sister. So we find out where they live and put our plan into action at once. We're not bad people, really. We're just two guys that do what needs to be done in this world. When all of this is over and done with, we will be welcomed as heroes. We will stand atop the mountain of human suffering and reclaim with our outstretched fists that which is rightfully ours!
The Nation Maker.
They're trying to make fools of us, Robert! Fools of us! Do you understand what would happen if they all knew what a fraud you are? Do the ramifications of that even begin to sink into that vapid little skull of yours? It's quite simple, really. If they don't listen to us, then we make them listen. The screams of 1,000 tortured children can be quite convincing. Particularly if one of those children is their little brother or sister. So we find out where they live, and put a plan into action at once. We're not bad people, really. We are just two guys that do what needs to be done in this world. When all of this is over and done with, we will be welcome as heroes. We will stand on top of the mountain of human suffering and reclaim with outstretched fists that which is rightfully ours!
Seraphim Swordmaster.
They are trying to make fools of us, Robert. Fools of us! Do you understand what would happen if they all knew what a fraud you are? Do the ramifications of that even begin to sink into that vapid little skull of yours? It's quite simple, really. If they won't listen to us, then we can make them listen. The screams of 1,000 tortured children can be quite convincing, particularly if one of those children is their little brother or sister. So, we find out where they live and put our plan into action at once! We're not bad people, really. We are just two guys that do what needs to be done in this world. When all of this is over and done with, we will be welcomed as heroes. We will stand atop the mountain of human suffering and reclaim with our outstretched fists that which is rightfully ours!
Russ.
They are trying to make fools of us, Robert. Fools of us! Do you understand what would happen if they all knew what a fraud you are? Do the ramifications of that even begin to sink into that vapid little skull of yours? It is quite simple, really. If they won't listen to us, then we make them listen. The screams of 1,000 tortured children can be quite convincing, particularly if one of those children is their little brother or sister. So we find out where they live and put our plan into action at once. We're not bad people, really. We are just two guys that do what needs to be done in this world. When all of this is over and done with, we will be welcomed as heroes. We will stand atop the mountain of human suffering and reclaim with our outstretched fists that which is rightfully ours.
The Pot.
They're trying to make fools of us, Robert. Fools of us! Do you understand what would happen if they all knew what a fraud you are? Do the ramifications of that even begin to sink into the vapid little skull of yours? It's quite simple, really.
If they won't listen to us, then we make them listen. The screams of 1,000 tortured children can be quite convincing. Particularly if one of those children is their little brother or sister. So, we find out where they live and put our plan into action at once! We're not bad people, really. We're just two guys that do what needs to be done in this world. When all of this is over and done with, we will be welcomed as heroes. We will stand atop the mountain of human suffering and reclaim with our outstretched fists that which is rightfully ours!
Majibu 0111.
They are trying to make fools of us, Robert. Fools of us! Do you understand what would happen if they all knew what a fraud you are? Do the ramifications of that even begin to sink into that vapid little skull of yours? It's quite simple, really. If they won't listen to us, then we will make them listen. The screams of 1,000 tortured children can be quite convincing, particularly if one of those children is their little brother or sister. So we find out where they live and put our plan into action at once! We're not bad people, really. We are just two guys that do what needs to be done in this world. When all this is over and done with, we will be welcomed as heroes. We will stand on top the mountains of human suffering and reclaim with our own outstretched fists that which is rightfully ours!
Guys, I'm so sick of introducing people. Lord of the Morning.
They are trying to make fools of us, Robert. Fools of us! Do you understand what would happen if they all knew what a fraud you are? Do the ramifications even begin to sink into that vapid little skull of yours? It's quite simple, really. If they won't listen to us, then we make them listen. The screams of 1,000 tortured children can be quite convincing, particularly if one of those children is their little brother or sister. So we find out where they live and put our plan into action at once. We're not bad people, really. We're just two guys that do what needs to be done in this world. When all is over and done with, we will be welcomed as heroes. We will stand atop the mountain of human suffering and reclaim with our outstretched fists that which is rightfully ours!
Gavarok Fevenor.
They are trying to make fools of us, Robert. Fools of us! Do you understand what would happen if they all knew what a fraud you are? Do the ramifications of that even begin to sink into that vapid little skull of yours? It's quite simple, really. If they won't listen to us, then we make them listen. The screams of 1,000 tortured children can be quite convincing. Particularly if one of those children is their little brother or sister. So we find out where they live and put our plan into action at once. We're not bad people, really. We are just two guys that do what needs to be done in this world. When all of this is over and done with, we will be welcomed as heroes. We will stand atop the mountain of human suffering and reclaim with our outstretched fists that which is rightfully ours.
Druox the Shredder.
They are trying to make fools of us, Robert. Fools of us! Do you understand what would happen if they all knew what a fraud you are? Do the ramifications of that even begin to sink into that vapid little skull of yours? It's quite simple, really. If they won't listen to us, then we make them listen. The screams of 1,000 tortured children can be quite convincing, particularly if one of those children is their little brother or sister. So we find out where they live and put our plan into action at once. We're not bad people, really. We're just two guys that do what needs to be done in this world. When all of this is over and done with, we will be welcomed as heroes. We will stand atop the mountain of human suffering and reclaim with our outstretched fists that which is rightfully ours!
Carnage.
They're trying to make fools of us, Robert. Fools of us. Do you understand what would happen if they all knew what a fraud you were? Do the ramifications of that even begin to sink into that vapid little skull of yours? It's quite simple, really. If they won't listen to us, then we'll make them listen. The screams of 1,000 tortured children can be quite convincing. Particularly if one of those children is their little brother or sister. So we find out where they live, and we put our plan into action at once. We're not bad people, really. We're just two guys that got to do what needs to be done in this world. When all of this is over and done with, we will be welcomed as heroes. We will stand atop the mountain of human suffering and reclaim with our outstretched fists that which is rightfully ours.
Bogus Bryson.
They're trying to make fools of us, Robert. Fools of us. Do you understand what would happen if they all knew what a fraud you were? Do the ramifications of that even begin to sink into that vapid little skull of yours? It's quite simple, really. If they won't listen to us, then we'll make them listen. The screams of 1,000 tortured children can be quite convincing, particularly if one of those children is their little brother or sister. So, we find out where they live and put our plan into action at once. We're not bad people, really. We're just two guys who do what needs to be done in this world. When all of this is over and done with, we will be welcomed as heroes. We will stand atop the mountain of human suffering and reclaim with our outstretched fist that which is rightfully ours!
Apotheria.
They are trying to make fools of us, Robert. Fools of us! Do you understand what would happen if they all knew what a fraud you are? Do the ramifications of that even begin to sink into that vapid little skull of yours? It's quite simple, really. If they won't listen to us, then we make them listen. The screams of 1,000 tortured children can be quite convincing, particularly if one of those children is their little brother or sister. So, we find out where they live and put our plan into action at once. We're not bad people, really. We are just two guys that do what needs to be done in this world. When all of this is over and done with, we will be welcomed as heroes. We will stand atop the mountain of human suffering and reclaim with our outstretched fists that which is rightfully ours.
Sonic Mega.
They are trying to make fools of us, Robert. Fools of us! Do you understand what would happen if they all knew what a fraud you are? Do the ramifications of that even begin to sink into that vapid little skull of yours? It's quite simple, really. If they won't listen to us, then we make them listen. The screams of 1,000 tortured children can be quite convincing, particularly if one of those children is their little brother or sister. So, we find out where they live and put our plan into action at once. We're not bad people, really. We are just two guys that do what needs to be done in this world. When all of this is over and done with, we will be welcomed as heroes. We will stand atop the mountain of human suffering and reclaim with our outstretched fists that which is rightfully ours.
B. McCauley.
They are trying to make fools of us, Robert. Fools of us. Do you understand what would happen if they knew what a fraud you are? Do the ramifications of that even begin to sink into that vapid little skull of yours? It's quite simple, really. If they won't listen to us, then we make them listen. The screams of 1,000 tortured children can be quite convincing, particularly if one of those children is their little brother or sister. So, we find out where they live, and we put our plan into action at once. We are not bad people, really. We are just two guys that do what needs to be done in this world. When all of this is over and done with, we'll be welcomed as heroes. we will stand atop the mountain of human suffering and reclaim with our outstretched fists that which is rightfully ours.
Okay, Tregatree.
Okay, Dylan.
Okay. Rai guy. I really liked this a lot. It sounded dark and mysterious.
Yeah, I love the creepy overlord thing you had. You got it down pat.
It was pretty sensual.
Mm-hmm.
Nation, I like the crazy mad scientist voice you did.
Yeah, I kind of like that you went all comedic with it. But, okay, this is my personal view on this character. After listening to all the other characters, I feel like the villain needs to be darker to contrast to the over-the-top comedy from everybody else.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. So I wouldn't go with this with you on this character only because of that. However, I think this is your best audition so far.
I agree.
I actually enjoyed it. It's just the wrong direction to me.
So I like how Seraphim sounded almost friendly yet menacing.
Yeah, but all the lines ended up sounding the same to me at some point, though.
A lot of these auditions sounded the same as the other ones. I wasn't crazy about the auditions, but this character, I accidentally forgot to post a sixth character, so I kind of just threw this one around a little haphazardly. So it's not that well written. It's very cliched. Rush, you made him sound very manipulative, and I like that a lot.
Yeah, I like that you kind of veered on that cartoony and creepy idea. Or at least that's how it came off to me.
Yeah.
Pot.
I like this one, too. It sounded like a nerdy psychiatrist, like a Dr. Landy type, and I like that.
Yeah, I like the anger you had. It sounded very secondary villain to me. Like, not the main guy who gets in the robot suit in Avatar, but the other guy, the one who was, like, in charge of stuff. That's what he sounded like to me.
I have no idea. Weasley. I haven't seen Avatar.
Well, for people who have seen Avatar, hopefully you'll get the idea. Majin.
I like this, but it sounded too teenager to me.
Sounded very Igor to me. It's not domineering and overlordy enough, in my opinion.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Lord of the Morning, on the other hand, sounded very adult, very realistic. Mm-hmm. Like you could actually be in charge of something. And it sounded like you actually cared about what was going on, which is awesome.
The thing about tonight is like, these pictures are pictures of real people, and a lot of people are going very cartoony with it, and that's
really starting to bug me. Which really confuses me.
Yours, they'll have a license to, but with these, it's starting to really bug me that people are using so many like crazy voices.
This is for a live action thing. You would do voices differently for live action than you would for a cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
You have to sound like a real person.
Okay. I really liked your anger as well, Lord of the Morning. I like yours a lot. Gavarok, I like how you rolled your tongue on ramifications and the way you added like so many like flourishes to your lines.
Yeah. All I have written on yours is I like this a lot.
Yes.
Druox.
I liked yours a lot too, the anger and like the energy you had.
Yeah. I liked it a lot, but it seemed very cartoony evil to me. So yeah. I don't know. Carnage.
This one was super creepy and evil. I really liked your Hannibal Lecter delivery a lot.
It was really good at subtle. I could imagine this in a live action show.
Yeah, you're the only one that made this choice with it too. Mm-hmm. I really like that.
And like this kind of voice really, really works for a disembodied voice.
Yeah, yeah,
and
it really sounded
almost identical to Riff Raff to me. So, well, we're there.
Bogus,
I liked your enthusiasm.
I could buy this. The character could be like a kid genius or something.
Yeah, like, I don't know, somehow he convinced our Pats to do his bidding.
Yeah. It's a shame that, well, there's some kid characters coming up, but Bogus is, I don't know, well, there were kid characters already, but, yeah, anyway, you've liked Bogus a lot more than I have tonight.
Yeah.
Well,
when he does younger voices, he sounds realistic, and that's the problem I was having with a lot of people.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Appa, I like yours as well. You always do well on creepy lines, and like, I like how matter of fact you said brother or sister line, and then how friendly you got on the "we're not bad people really" line.
Yeah, I like that you went with your natural voice on it. It was very musical to me. The different lines, too, actually sounded like different lines, which isn't something you always get in auditions.
Yeah.
And I just really love the quality of your voice.
Me too. Let me ask you this, Chokichi.
Uh-huh.
So, B. McCauley and Mega both submitted, like, right at deadline. That's why they're always first and second. Because, I mean, that's why they're always the last two people.
Oh.
Because I'd already mixed most of the file by then.
Uh-huh.
But they make a lot of similar choices, and they really are starting to remind me of each other a lot.
Well, that's good news for B. McCauley. He could be the next AX Idol.
Mega, you didn't use your asshole voice.
Yeah, my big note here was finally a different voice.
You're a good evil genius. I like that.
I didn't hate this. Like I said to Nation, I would have gone with a deeper voice for this, but yeah, if this was a completely different character, I probably would have cast it.
And then, there you go.
Oh, McCauley, hold on, one more note for Mega. You seem to have gone deeper on the ones that I wanted to be a little higher, and higher on the one voice I wanted to go deeper.
That's no good, Chagachi.
I'm just saying.
I enjoyed yours as well, McCauley. It was very Baxter Stockman from Ninja Turtles.
Yes.
Maybe a little bit too cartoony, but...
Definitely too cartoony. But I did love your enthusiasm.
For this one, Chagachi, who were your top three?
My top three are... Lord of the Morning, Carnage, and Appa.
I had Carnage, Drox, and Mega, so I think Carnage gets it.
Carnage already has a role.
I know. He? That means Carnage is... Yeah, I like him better for this Connelly, though.
Okay. So that means, who are you casting instead?
That means Apatheria is not Donnie.
Okay.
So Apatheria is safe now. Carnage is now Connelly, and Apatheria is now Donnie.
Okay.
All right, good job, Apatheria, for... doing well.
Yeah.
Okay, done with this?
Mm-hmm. Okay.